TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
The drive is live. I'm sorry, Clint Tyler. I'm flabbergasted by this. I'm trying to think if Clint, like, all right, man, we got some things happening. We got to do things a little different in the family this year. We're going to designate some meals or some sides to different people. Like, if you giving something to a non-cook, like, there are so many side dishes at Thanksgiving that you would hand to a non-cook to knock out as opposed to macaroni and cheese. I am just flabbergasted by that.
Well, I think this is a two Americas conversation.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think
in my family, I don't give a damn who makes the mac and cheese. If it's good, I'm going to eat it. If I'm not, I'm not. I mean, I think there's a real two Americas here, Bub. It don't matter. And there's not one dish that is like specific to a certain grandma.
There is no side dishes, even in, please, this is how we learn. There's no side dishes at Thanksgiving that are more important than others. Right?
I think there are side dishes that are generally speaking more appreciated than others. Sure.
What would be the one? Like, what's the side dish in your?
That's more predicated on like what somebody's making versus what the item. Like we don't walk in going the mac and cheese is going to be fire. You know what I mean?
But whatever that side dish is, I don't know if it's green bean casserole, yuck, or whatever it is. You ain't handed that off to a first timer. To a non-cook.
Well, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if there is one. My mother-in-law is an unbelievable cook, and my father-in-law, from a meat perspective, can cook anything with the best of them. I don't know that there's a side dish that is like, nope, so-and-so's got to make this one. This has got to be an experienced hand making it. I don't know, and I'll go all the way back to my mom's side of the family, which is a little bit more outside the city limits, a little bit more home cooking, probably relate. Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been one.
Tyler, give me some help here. Well, there's got to be some side dishes or some dishes for Thanksgiving that you don't just pass to anybody.
One of ours in our family is the mac and cheese.
Thank
100%
you.
Every year.
What do you mean, thank you? He's the one that's cooking it, Ron.
Regardless if I'm partaking in it or not, I just know there's got to be something at the table. It's just like, all right, man, just anybody can't bring it, or just anybody ain't responsible for it. Like at mine, anybody just can't bring in the dressing. Anybody just can't bring in the mac and cheese. Anybody just can't bring in the yams. All right, man, you know, we'll take a chance on, you know, some green beans, maybe some corn. You know, maybe some other stuff. But those three, can't nobody just step in and say, hey, I'm going to take it. No, sit your ass down, okay? Sit your ass down. Grandma Nina, you got the dressing. All right, like, so, I mean,
Hopefully, came in the game.
I'm sorry. That is, you just hate. And even if you say it's the two Americas, well, Reggie's mama's in that America. and she didn't just tossed over mac and cheese to just.
Yeah. I set that conversation out, but when you brought Tyler and I into it, I was like, well, I think this needs to be, the precedence needs to be set. There's some context here.
Yeah, like someone.
My grandmother was the strawberry cheesecake, but it was like that strawberry cheese. Don't try to bring strawberry cheesecake to the party if Mama's got it. It's over. Like you're wasting your time. But that wasn't because it was strawberry cheesecake. It was because hers was so unique that it was like, all right, that's it. It seems like mac and cheese is much more protected in your America.
Yeah, someone texted in, this is not my America, but someone texted in, my mother is the only one allowed to make the potato salad. Okay, not my deal. But, I mean, you just don't go walking in, handing it off. Hey, man, what you doing? Here, you got the turkey, Clint. Okay.
Yeah, but Ron, like see, he brought up the potato salad. Like, I feel like in the two Americas, like over here on this side, it might be anything. It might be cheesecake. It might be potato salad. I feel like in your America, it is yams, mac and cheese, and dress. It is dress and
collard greens. You can throw collard greens in there, too. You know, everybody just ain't making no collard greens. But also, you ain't just, your ass ain't just running up pecan pie either. You ain't just going to run up in here and just, hey, man, I'm going to try it.
Try it out. Right, but I think if you polled five white families, pecan pie might make the cut in two. I think if you poll five black families, I think you're gonna have the same answers. You can give them five shots, four of those answers are gonna be the
same. I'm just saying, I just know there has got to be some dishes even in white families for Thanksgiving that you're looking forward to. Tyler just said the mac and cheese in his house. There's got to be some that you don't just pass off to Sterling.
Tyler said the one dish he's responsible for, which should speak volumes for
I'm wrong on this, Tyler. I just don't believe Sterling is a big cook. And we're not just going to pass off turkey to Sterling.
For the record, I don't cook the mac for my family. Like, that's reserved for my mother-in-law. Like, year in, year out. I mean, I made it for our potluck here for the company. But it's that big a deal. The mother-in-law is like, everyone knows she's doing it. It's going to be done the right way.
Hey, Ron, I wish you could see him right now. There ain't a lick of smile on his face. He is dead ass serious about this mac and cheese.
Hey, I get dead ass serious about Thanksgiving food.
Pull the sleeves up. Hey, y'all listen up real quick. I don't do the mac and cheese.
I do fry the turkey. I do fry the turkey. Not that that's, you know, overly difficult. You need to be safe.
But, I think black-eyed peas may fall. I'm trying to think of, like, what items would be on every white America.
Dressing's always my grandma's.
Multiple choice.
I'm glad you said dressing. I thought most in white America was stuffing.
Stuffing? No, not this family.
No, we're dressing as well.
Milner's, man.
Text line coming in, with all due respect, Ron's got diabetes. Right, your mama. And second, and your grandma. Listen, we whether she's with us or not. Listen, it's Thanksgiving. Hell, everybody talk about food on Thanksgiving.
I'm trying to learn here. It's created some.
Well, I just, no, I just, I, my whole thing was, I almost fell out of my chair when he said the dish that it was that she was throwing at him to just make.
Oh, no, I knew. I heard your chair start to squeak. I knew you was going to go off the deep end on that one.
My man, I'm just saying.
Hold on, so.
Like, I'm telling you, if they came to me right now and said, hey, Ron, can you knock out the greens? I don't know. That's a good idea.
Hey, you got to start with the rolls or something, don't you?
Hey, not for Thanksgiving. Not for Thanksgiving.
You got to start with the bread or the pumpkin pie or something.
Maybe just like a random Sunday in March. Hey, I'll give it a whirl. But not Thanksgiving. Y'all never have to put that on me. Not until Thanksgiving.
I think, Ron, I think you ought to show up with I have your kids each carry one of your greens, mac and cheese. Hey, I'm taking it over this year, guys. I'm going to let y'all know what I'm doing here.
Hey, that thing will be sitting in somebody's oven. not getting cooked. All right. There's 713-572-4610. There just has to be dishes in your home where you're like, nah, man, rookies, this ain't one on Thanksgiving rookies just get to try out on.
Yeah, I want 713-572-4610. I want to hear from some of our Caucasian listeners. I feel like I'm probably in the minority from a relative to, like, and I know randomly, like, there is somebody that cooks something, but is there Is there a standard, like, could you guess, like, at a Sterner Thanksgiving, like, these three things are off limits if you're not 65 plus and been cooking for 50 years?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, I've been a part of several of them, man. I can't think of one item. Black Eyed Peas, maybe?
Yeah. See, it's not, Black Eyed Peas is more of a New Year's for my family.
I don't know if we've ever had Black Eyed Peas on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Text line coming in, Ryan, why does Thanksgiving have to be a racial thing? Man, everyone's family has a certain thing to look forward to. Color ain't got a thing to do with it. Why don't you go listen to another show? If you're this if you're this sensitive and you took this as a race, I think this is not the show for you. God, go away, please. This is in no way a racial thing to you. Take your sensitive ass on. There's another show you can go listen to that you'll really feel comfortable with. I'm sure you can find one. Jesus.
One of them all white ones, huh? I knew that's what you were shaping your mouth to say.
Why don't you go listen to one of those ones that make you comfortable? Jesus. They're sitting here. It's two on one. Hell, it's two white guys talking about it. Nobody make it racial.
Hey, it's Rick Kamla.
I'm trying to learn from you.
Hey, Rick joined it. Rick, another white guy jumped in here.
There it is. Tricky Dick.
Tricky Rick.
Now, I'm a white guy, but my family is dressing, so.
Hispanic. There it is. Thanksgiving. Must have rice, beans, potato salad, tamales. I'm sure you just ain't having some rookie guy who tells you, hey, when's the last time you made some tamales? I made them once. It was fine. He's not bringing them over for Thanksgiving.
That is a good point, though. That's a good bring up.
Have gabagool.
You know, that's a good bring up. Tamales have always been a staple at the start.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanksgiving. I forgot about
really?
That. Really? Always been a staple. I don't even know where that, I don't know where it started, but ever since I can remember, there are, and they're bean, there's three different kinds. Bean, pork, and beef, I think, if I remember correctly. There's always tamales with a bowl of beans, I mean, with a pot of beans, too.
Man, that sounds good, too, bean. Right now. You just, I might have diabetes the way you just spoke that up.
Well, maybe that is the Latino. That's the Latino influence growing up in the dirty, growing up on the east side over there.
Still can't believe you stole my tamales at one time. Now I'm pissed off.
He just, hold on.
That just took me back, and I'm
angry.
That
word was brought up, and he just.
I flashed back to Nam.
Tamales.
I didn't steal all of them. It
doesn't matter. You stole like half my order of tamales from the company fridge.
Well, I mean, of all people, I thought Tyler would be the guy that has a sharing heart, man.
Yeah. Maybe if you asked or if I offered, you just came to me after a commercial break and you said, hey,
AT.
I definitely just ate the rest of your tamales.
Gee, they're really good.
He goes, hey, and he just rubs it in. Hey, they were really
good. They
were,
man. They were tremendous.
I don't know if it was that.
I mean, you should be thanking me. Ronnie should be thanking me for not going back to set for a second. To be honest with you, I'm just being fair.
Oh, I know they were good. I had some of them. I just didn't get all the ones I had.
It sure enough crossed your mind, didn't it?
Oh, no.
I know it did.
But I was a better man. I was a better man in that moment, see?
No, man.
Someone texted in, cranberries. Cranberry sauce is very important. Is it as big in my house? Now, we ain't just rolling out a can, but is it as big as my house? No, but sure, you ain't just say, hey, Reg, hey, why don't you take care of that cranberry sauce for us?
I'm going to tell you, I think it's a myth. I think that's an old time.
I'm just saying if it's important to you. This person texted in and said, cranberry sauce is an important thing at our house. We don't just let anybody take that on. I'm with you. That's Mama said.
Did they claim which America they were part of? Could you tell?
I got
what,
it.
What was
I
the
got,
name?
Hey, no, I can tell you. I can. Hey, I don't need a name. I got that one. I know which America that
came
is.
With cranberry, you knew which side it came from.
Yeah, huh? It ain't black or Hispanic. I tell you that much. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.